King Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
What do beautiful girls, the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee, show up before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Miss, excuse me, miss. Is this a slow and stupid waitress day?
Big Chief.
How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough to fuck your mother!
Gorilla.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's a dick fur.
What's a dick fur?
To pee with.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, it's time for Spank Wagon Radio. So sit down, shut up, and get ready for the funny.
Ah, fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Spank Wagon Radio Best of Edition for 2006. It's been an interesting year. We've swapped out a couple of co-hosts, had some guests, had some people not show up on us, had some people throw up on us, actually. So, this is the Best of Show. Don't bother calling. You can get in the chat room, though. That's going to be, you just go to the Kamen chat link on spankwagon.net, or you check out irc.slashnet.org, and you go to #LVRocks. So, sit back and hang on for the next 2 hours of audio.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Our first clip tonight is pretty simple. The title says it all. It's Why Chief is Gay. So, here we go.
Wait, I want to know how I ended up gay.
Dude, look at you.
Dude, how you ended up gay?
Wait,
you were
born gay.
What? Are you saying no freaking way?
Dude, that's the argument, isn't it?
Like gay is a disease. Are you calling gay a disease?
No. That's not what I'm
saying. So you were
say.
Born gay. Just accept it.
Look at the shirt. Boom.
Oh, it's the shirt. It sure adds to it. I mean, you get everybody beers. You're a very cordial lady. You wear very nice blouses.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Wow.
Men's shirts, you know, stripes,
wow.
Solid colors.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, even if you are in the 70s, you know, like gay 70s,
you know,
it's all right.
Well, that's when it became big, you know?
Exactly.
What, being gay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. You are obviously in your element.
That's messed up, man. Well, the Chicano flail is sort of an attempt to is an attempt to not
be
gay.
To deflect.
But the problem is he keeps raising his hands up above his waist, and that totally undoes it.
Wow. Well, that and the whole limp wrist, you know.
Look at him right there, right now.
Yeah.
That's why he wears all those fucking heavy, like fucking. Well, look at his wrist bracelet. His wrist bracelet like is like a fucking torture belt. How long is that thing? How long is that fucking thing when you take it off?
Maybe 2 feet.
2 feet. But you have 2 feet of leather wrapped around your wrist.
Yeah.
Queer.
Ladies love it.
Johnny Cakes.
You know, the funny thing is we just got a couple new interns
Chris, load that video up.
I've got it right now.
All
right.
Why don't we start about that? We'll get to how everybody's doing in a minute.
Let me make sure it gets all cached and everything.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, get that started.
Okay, get that started up and then we'll go in there. You're going to say about an intern?
Yeah, I was going to say we just
blue
got
blue dress and a stain?
Kind of.
Okay,
not exactly.
Keep going.
No. He's gay. And I was in the newsroom just chatting it up with Jessica and a couple of their girls over there.
Of course.
And, he hit on me.
Well,
are you sure it was the other way around? No, trust me. I'm sorry.
He's amazed. Like, this is something new, though.
What? I've never been hit on by a gay guy before, aside from you.
Oh, Gauntlet got thrown down. Murphy has nothing to say because he has his mouth full of bean burritos. He likes the Mexicans.
He, apparently. He loves sucking down the bean.
Oh! It's that Ouch. Kind of a show this Ouch. Week.
Oh, it's going to be that way, is it? I'm in the barrel already, huh?
Thursday night. Your night in the barrel.
Don't put the kid with the sound effects in the barrel. That's always a bad idea.
Yeah, he just doesn't know when to stop hitting the buttons.
I can't believe you're letting him get away with it. You know, for 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, you know, it worked out rather well last week. He didn't go nuts. Like, what drives me nuts is anytime you test the soundboard and you're hitting that button like 110 times. Like, when I finally got enough of Leroy Jenkins when he was going, like, fuck, stop. Enough.
Oh, I've got new stuff. You want to hear something new I've got?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Here, let's play this one.
Skank Wagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
I got some new things to play with there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of shit he wants to play with. So he's got
Somebody's found a new toy.
Dude, you have no idea.
It's not they found a new toy. His ass did something it never has done before, ever. It's called sit down and finish something.
Dude, no way.
Way.
You actually finished something?
I finished a bunch of something. He's actually
finishing that burrito pretty good, too.
He loves sucking down the bean.
We have a new employee, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hired him.
Leroy decided he didn't want any more mic time. He's really getting tired of it. Leroy's gone silent, but he's still here with us. Always here with us.
In memory.
No, he's here.
Tied up in the...
Well, of course.
Okay.
Why is he got to be tied up? Queer.
With a 2-foot leather strap.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. We're not even...
It's like shooting fish in a 5-gallon bucket.
Filled with
a fucking flamethrower. What else is going to be in a bucket of five? If we're shooting fish in a bucket, of course there's going to be fish in it. I just want to point that out to you.
No,
because you had to point out.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my right, Chief.
Every week, right?
Every week.
Next up, we have the trifecta of pizza calls from our day before New Year's Eve show. It was just me and Trench. It was actually pretty funny. It's us in search of kosher pizza. So here you go.
Why are you going to shut my mic off?
Well, so that way it doesn't sound like they're being set up.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a nice way to do it, you know?
Just ask them if we can get pig anus on it. All right. Ready?
Okay. Doo doom doom doom, dialing music.
This is really shitty dialing music.
Well, I'm not ringing.
Yeah.
Get two medium pizzas with up to three toppings, or a special like our meat lovers or supreme pizzas.
I don't touch buttons.
Then you get a double order of golden.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut at N95. My name is Steven. How are you today?
Hey, I got a quick question for you. I was wondering. Now, this is just something I'm curious about. Is your pizza kosher?
No. Shoot. Is that? I don't. You know what? Okay, let me ask my manager. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Dean, I know our pizzas aren't kosher, but like, yeah. Okay, he said that we don't do that.
Okay, do you know if anybody has... I have a friend coming in from Israel, and I don't want to, like, you know, piss him off, but I want him to experience, you know, American pizza. And I was trying to find... Do you know any place that has kosher pizza?
Like, I don't honestly even know what kosher means.
You don't... Oh, kosher means, like the food has to be blessed, basically.
It has to be what?
Blessed by a rabbi.
Oh.
In order to be eaten by Jews. It's kind of a Jew thing.
I can't imagine a rabbi blessing, like, boxes and boxes of pizza.
Well, no, normally, like, they bless it at the factory, like, I suppose you get your stuff from, like, a one main source.
Right.
So, but they would do it there and then send it on its way. I don't think they would have, like, guys standing behind the pizza, you know, going blah, blah, blah. Amen.
Is that really all it is?
Yeah, that's really all it is.
Because I used to cut kosher stuff, kosher meats and delis. Okay.
Yeah, then that kosher meats gets blessed at the processing plant before you get it, so.
Wow,
You know what? I've never heard of that at all. Shoot.
So, okay. So, obviously, you guys don't have kosher pizza, though.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'll just have to hunt. You don't know anybody in town that would, do you?
I don't know. You should try Papa John's. They got best pizza anyways.
Papa John's has better pizza. All right. All
right.
Thanks, guy.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
That okay. We just learned that.
Wow, that's great. Pizza
from the Pizza Hut guy that Papa John's has the better pizza.
Nice. That worked out pretty well. That was a great way to kill a couple minutes there, wasn't it?
That's an awesome way to kill a couple minutes.
Pizza Hut, we're anti-Semitic, and Papa John's is better.
Please hang up and try again.
Boop-a-doop-a-doo. Little dialing music.
All right, we are dialing.
Thank you for choosing Papa John's, Carmen Durango. Hi, this is Kathy. Like Chinese square pan pizza up to 5 toppings for $12.99.
Okay. Well, let me. I actually just got a really quick, simple question. I was just talking to the people over at Pizza Hut, and they said you guys may have kosher pizza. Is this true?
Kosher pizza?
Yeah, kosher pizza. Basically, I got a friend coming in from Eastern, you know,
sir,
the Middle East.
I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a friend coming in from the Middle East, okay? Hello? I think I got hung up on.
No.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just trying to hear a little better.
You know, let me just... I got a bad phone here. It's... Okay, is this any better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome stuff. Okay, I have a friend coming in from the Middle East, okay? He's Jewish. And I need to find a place that may have kosher pizza. So that way, he can enjoy, you know, American food, but not offend him religiously. And I'm wondering if you have kosher pizza.
Well, what are we asking for on a pizza?
Well, I know that certain things have to be blessed, and I know it's like certain meat products, so I'm assuming like a cheese pizza, but that's also part animal. I don't know, I'm just wondering if you guys have like your stuff's like, you know, considered kosher from your distributor.
We have a veggie pizza, a garden fresh pizza.
Does that use like a meat sauce or anything?
No, we have a meat lover's. It consists of sausage, bacon, ham.
Yeah, that's definitely out. Bacon and ham. No way. Nuh-uh. That'll start a jihad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we have our veggie, which is mushrooms, green peppers, onions, black olives, and tomatoes.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? When he actually gets here, because he should be here tomorrow night, I think. Okay, but we'll call then. Well, how late do you guys open tomorrow?
How late are we open? I think we're open till midnight.
So you're, at New Year's Eve, you're open up to midnight.
But I will be here. My name is Kathy. If you need me to take your order, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Kathy was her name.
Thank you for choosing Papa John's, Farm and Durango. Hi, this is Kathy. Can you please hold?
Sure thing, Kathy.
Thank you.
Order for a delivery. We'll sit on hold for a minute.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Tom speaking. May I help you?
Hi, Tom. My roommate called earlier.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh,
sir.
Hang on a sec. Let me see if I can. I got kind of a shitty phone. Let's see. Is that any better?
No, I can't hear you. I hear you. Something happening there.
Let me try. Is this
there
okay?
No, now I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, good. My roommate called a little bit earlier, and he asked about a kosher pizza, and I don't know who he spoke to, but she was unsure if you guys had a kosher pizza.
No, we do not.
Okay, well, that's cool. We've made some things here. We've got a friend of ours is coming in from Israel, and so a kosher pizza would be nice. But if we can't find a kosher pizza, you guys have that veggie pizza, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now, since we can't get a kosher pizza, what are the chances on getting your delivery driver to wear a yarmulke when he delivers it? Would that be okay?
If he has one.
We can drop one off if need be.
That'd be fine.
I can drop it off. So he'd be okay with wearing a yarmulke.
He'd have no problem with it. Our drivers here are pretty decent spirited.
Awesome. That works really well for us. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Interesting.
There we go. So we can
so
get
we
him
know,
a yarmulke.
We know that if we bring a yarmulke to a Papa John's in our neighborhood,
they'll deliver a pizza for us.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
Very awesome. Awesome. So now we know how far we can go. I wonder if we should go in and drop one off.
That could be really interesting because I'm right kind of by that one. So maybe drop it off in a day or two.
Because you probably have one.
No, I don't, but I can get one.
You can get one.
I can get one.
Yeah.
Have my daughter singing Hava Nagila at the door. She knows the words. It's pretty great.
All right, so that was the pizza calls. That's kind of funny. So yeah, you guys are still listening to Spankwagon Radio. It is our best of 06 edition, for those of you that have missed it. A lot of stuff from the boys. Some stuff is coming up. Actually, next is probably one of the best success stories the show has ever had. This would be a little announcement by a certain gentleman by the name of Claude Balls. So here we go.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Well, hey, I wanted to go ahead and chime in on that that Apple debate there, too.
Oh, please do, because you obviously have sex.
Please, save me.
and Apple, you know, is it like a sexless computer?
No, it's not. Not by any means. And, yeah, and I'm getting married.
What?
Whoa.
What?
What? Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This deserves that. What? Say that again for our listening audience. People who know this is Claude Balls, former
That's
host
right.
of Spankwagon.
Claude Balls, am going to marry Mrs. Balls here.
Okay, we...
Danger. Danger.
Holy crap. When?
Well, the date is going to be set for October 27th, 2007.
Awesome. Wow. Very cool. And and you realize we are going to have to do some sort of thing online to send the gifts to you. Clicker lickers and
what?
We're going to have to send you clicker lickers. Like, I want the bouquet. No flowers. I wanted a bouquet of clicker lickers.
You want a bouquet of clicker lickers?
Yes.
That would be great.
A bouquet of clicker lickers.
Well, it'll sound odd because this will be the first time I actually, like, really say it on the air. But you know what? You're going to have to ask my wife about that.
Whoa. Uh-oh. It's already started.
Now, is this going to turn out as one of those Bridezilla, you know, type of things?
As a what?
I'm sorry. It's going to be Bridezilla, but on having those giant eyes, it's going to be her boobs on the video camera again, running away. Giant nipples just staring at us.
No, I don't think so. But don't forget, I still have plane tickets, and I can still come kick some ass.
Nice.
All right, right on.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, Gorilla is out of service, so, Chris, you have no protection.
You have no protection.
Yeah.
Who needs
Gorilla
it?
Gorilla would let Murphy get beat up
oh,
anyway.
He'd stand
Gorilla would
there
hold.
And watch.
Gorilla would hold yeah. Murphy. Well, Claude, let me just say sincerely, congratulations.
Why, thank you.
And we can't wait to hear how the plans are going.
Yes, we're putting together a lot of plans. The 27th will be the date, 2007.
All right.
We're looking to get married in Galveston.
Oh, so down there in Texas.
Right. We're going to see, we're still kind of checking out some locations down there, but we've been down there before. It's a really beautiful place. It's an island right down there on the Gulf.
Right on.
That's what we're looking for there.
You don't waste any time, do you?
I don't think he does, man. He's like, yeah, I'm
right,
getting
wait.
It.
Now, seriously, now that you're getting married, you can answer this question. When did you hit it? First date, second date, third date?
I am before the not going to say anything about
Whoa.
That at all.
Oh.
No, I'm not. Wow, someone just discovered soundboards and this is a new toy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I get to experience this with every co-host now. Someone discovers soundboards and then they go fucking nuts with
it's
it.
It's not soundboards. I'm
just
having a lot of fun.
Well, at least it's not Leroy Jenkins every 5 seconds.
You know, Leroy got burned out. I am fast looking for something to replace it, but I'm not sure.
Well, Claude, congratulations. Thank you for sharing with us here. And
thank you very much. And, yeah, actually, in case there's any new listeners as well, the truth of that is I actually met my future wife in the Spankwagon chat room.
Actually, I think that it wasn't just the Spankwagon chat room, but we all insisted you two meet.
Actually, yes. And who knows, maybe you can go back into the archive and rip out the audio clips of when we first agreed to go on our first date together.
There you go. Sounds fun.
When
all right, thank you, Claude.
Sit outside the panini bread and enjoy some food and
steal
some
bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
All right, thanks for calling in, Claude.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys are still listening to Spankwagon Radio's Best of 06 show. I'm actually recording the audio of this on my laptop in my office in my house. I don't get to use the beautiful LV Rock Studio. No, that's only when we're live. And remember, guys, you can find us every week live from on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that is Pacific time. You go ahead and do the math and figure out whatever heathen time you live in. So next up is going to be a little discussion between all of us as to my sexual prowess. Now, there's no bias in me putting any of these clips together.
You get the load check.
I was going to say, I have known Murphy for...
It's coming up on 20 years
Yeah,
now.
Coming up on 20 years now.
Damn, you're what, 80?
Yes.
Feels like
and,
it.
I mean, to be honest, he really didn't start becoming wrong until maybe about 10th grade or so.
Yeah, I really...
Yeah, that's really when you started becoming wrong.
Okay, in 10th grade, who touched you?
Nobody.
Me.
A lot.
Touched himself. Look what I found! Who knew this was here?
Dude, I was like a monkey in the zoo.
Hey.
So not you, buddy. Do you know how many times
I'll be the first one to admit, though, that Murphy got so much pussy in high school that
of it was fresh.
That's to be debated.
Hey, everything you wanted, I hit.
That is true,
and you know that.
Yeah,
I fucking hit it,
dude. You hit everything. That's awesome.
What? Just keep going. I don't mean to stop everyone.
You hit everything but the brick wall, and even that's questionable.
Well,
there was a chick named Brick.
Yeah.
And a dude named Wall.
Well, let me since we are talking about this, why don't we do another Murphy moment of sexual innuendo?
Oh.
All right, guys. Here's this week's tip. When you are licking the vagina, and you know what? Can I get the studio troll in here for a second?
Studio troll. I guess he needs a woman's perspective.
Well, no. I just, you know, it's always, here we go. Could you come here, sweetheart? I need your help real quick. Now, when you are.
What are you going to do? Show us?
What do you want me to do? Stroke it for you?
Let me get this production. Oh, put that away. Oh, God.
Now, when licking vagina, it's very important. Most guys tend to.
Studio show just backed away.
Most guys tend to concentrate here on the front, on the clitoral area.
She's okay? holding her beer.
I'm not going to take your beer. Don't worry.
I don't know. We're just as confused
now, wait, now, as wait, you wait, are. Wait, 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 wait. Now, there is something that people don't know. Could you turn around, please, for me, sweetheart? And could you just bend it on over? This area right back here, not quite the asshole, but there are a lot more nerve endings back here in the lips back here than there are in the lips up front. Now, don't get me wrong. The clit is very sensitive, but if you're doing a little anal, or not analingus, but if you're doing a little cunnilingus, from behind, it actually is quite enjoyable.
Oh, God.
Alrighty, folks, so, that was the, I know pussy, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Alright, so next up, we have the bad food segment from Thanksgiving, well, around Thanksgiving, where, just by chance, Flying J, the red-headed assassin, and, happened to show up at the studio, while myself, Trencher, and Claude are all there. So, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're
like
listening.
Vertebrae.
Yes. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
And we want to let everybody know right now what we have, thanks to Smack, is we have a classic bit. A classic bit. That is
classic.
Back. And actually, it's really nice to have a full house because this will actually kind of carry more and do more.
It will.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to make sure everybody realizes it's now time for Bad Food.
And we have a special edition of Bad Food tonight.
We have a special edition of Bad Food tonight. Now,
this is a surprise to me.
Yes, this is a surprise to you.
I'm very, scared.
Time out real quick. History of Bad Food for anybody who's listening in the podcast or haven't been with us in the past. What Bad Food is Claude and myself and Smack and Jay has been included in some of these.
Yes.
We will eat the worst food you can imagine that other people happen to enjoy.
This is where I shine, by the way.
You don't
shine, you bring it down because nothing seems to unsettle you.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I think we have
even fermented fish sauce.
Oh, that was just disgusting. It was like fucking glue and... Ugh.
You know what kind of screwed up was those salted prunes?
300%.
They're so goddamn salty.
300% of your salt intake on one prune.
Yeah, and the thing is, as soon as you pop them in, you get lockjaw and your mouth just goes,
lovely.
So here's what we have for tonight's bad food. We have...
Let me introduce. So if everyone at home right now could rush over to their refrigerator and look inside, what's in there? What's still in there that you just can't seem to get rid of? You've had enough sandwiches. You've had enough stews. You've done everything you can, but you just can't fucking get rid of all that turkey. It's just not happening. Well, tonight...
You didn't like make turkey shakes, did
nope.
you? Oh, goddamn, I
tonight
hate that
we have
yes.
the Jones Soda Holiday Pack. That's right, kids. You name it, we've got it. We've got a lovely assortment here. Let's see, we've got turkey and gravy, wild herb stuffing, Brussels sprout, oh. cranberry, and pumpkin pie. Dude.
What's making me cringe about this is I know this tastes like the real thing.
You know,
that's what I've heard.
If you could, we have it on the camera, so everybody have your webcam. Why don't you use the paper? We'll put those away, and
fine.
So we have more. We have more.
Do we have enough?
Five people. There should
we
be five
want
cups.
More. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we got enough.
His ass didn't even have to take off a shoot account. I am so pleased.
I've heard
Blow
so
me, farm
much
boy.
About it. I'm honored.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do bad food tonight. But this is Jones Cola Holiday Pack. Jay, read the food stuff.
Okay. Well, let's see here. We got turkey and gravy.
Oh yeah.
Wild herb stuffing. Brussels sprout. Oh, that's going to be my personal favorite right there. Cranberry and pumpkin pie.
Now,
natural and or artificial.
Oh,
flavors.
Yummy.
Mm.
Do we want to get a bottle of water or two from out in the?
Yeah, we have.
Oh,
we have
on.
Water.
Don't be pussies, man. Just
I gotta wash that
up.
Shit down. Fuck you, asshole.
So we have bad food. Smack is opening it. Do you need a knife? Something sharp?
I got keys.
Jay's finger.
Or I got Jay.
You're so lucky.
You don't know.
Oh, I'm sure
I'm surprised she can walk.
It's hard at times.
Her cervix must look like that push board from what was that? Kill Bill Volume 2. Must look like that piece of wood that she kept pounding on.
Fucking
cervix of steel.
It's childproof. It's smackproof. Jesus, do they overpack this? It's just. All right, so we have Jones Cola.
You didn't even chill them.
Who wants cold Thanksgiving dinner?
Jesus, Jay.
Dude, they're room temperature, too.
Oh, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Well, hold on. I'm going to be honest. I love cranberries, so I'm going to go for a bigger challenge. Oh, shit. I should have taken
that. I love cranberry,
too. Oh, no.
This is
we've got
turkey.
Enough.
Are we all going to share them?
Yeah, we're
going to try them all. Let's go one by one.
Now, are we going to serve ourselves, like, you know...
Bring it back to the bartender.
Are we going to give us ourselves?
Oh, you're the
servings?
Bartender.
Uh-huh. Well, I think we should smashed. we'll each sample a shot of each. I think would be a
okay.
good way to
Dude,
go.
You're not going to be one of those flair bartenders, are you?
No, he's bartender.
Drop the bottle.
We got everybody going pretty cool, awesome. Rev wants to try the cranberry
it
flavor.
It even comes with a lemon scented moist towelette.
Just in case you puke yourself.
Exactly.
So.
This is
okay. Oh, and look, a spork.
A spork.
Dude, we were just talking about sporks last week.
Yes, we were. Sporks are very rare commodities.
Sporks are awesome.
What the fuck, though? Why?
It's a
spork.
It's a dinner,
spork.
Dude.
You're going to have silver when you have dinner.
You're going to throw up. You need to scoop it
okay.
back up.
This
so.
Has no nutritional value at all except for 260 milligrams of sodium.
Damn.
God damn. No, wait. How many servings are per bottle?
Okay, that's the Brussels sprout.
Right.
Don't know.
Okay, look. Let's see here. The
serving size, one bottle.
35 milligrams Jesus. Of sodium.
All right. So.
Zero sugars, though. What the hell do they flavor this shit with?
We'll find out in a
natural
minute. Okay, don't
stuff.
Worry about
oh,
that.
I love it. It comes with a wine list of suggested wines that go well with this.
But you already drink. Yeah, okay. All right. It came with a spork. It's part of the joke.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so. We're going to need some water, though. Seriously. I got to wash this down. Trench, all right, Trench is going to go grab us some water here. Okay, so I guess, what do you think? Do we start with the Brussels sprouts or the...
Let's go with the turkey and gravy first.
No, come on, man. We're going to have this like we have dinner.
That's true, but we do want to build up to something.
Oh, yeah, we got to build up to that. Let's start with the wild herb stuffing.
All right, so...
Jay, you want to crack those for us? Yes, we're going with the stuffing. First.
Wait, let's pass it around and keep the smell going, hold on.
Alright.
That doesn't smell bad at all.
This is what, stuffing?
Yeah, it's a wild herb stuffing.
Wild herb. It almost smells like a funky lemonade.
Herb stuffing. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, like a funky lemonade.
Smells like goddamn like Lucky Charms, dude.
Okay.
You know?
Magically delicious.
Yeah. All right, Jake, let's go ahead and just get a good little shot in there. Yep. And we'll do them all at once. That way we can one big collective.
Okay. All right. So we're doing.
As I lick the mic.
Yeah. By the way, I think that mic was on someone's ass crack.
Yeah.
We have mine.
No, we have photos.
Oh, good.
Again, mine.
Oh, Christ.
God, this is going to be like the first soda I've ever had in about 2 years.
That's great.
First soda you've ever had in about 2 years.
Well, give or take a year.
Oh, this is just...
Okay, we ready?
Here's the acid reflux.
Chat room again, please.
Chat room, get your asses in the cam. Keep listening. Here we go. Cheers, folks. Oh!
You know, it kind of tastes like Alka-Seltzer.
It does.
To the rescue.
It tastes like
it's like tuna Alka-Seltzer, man.
No, I'm like surprised.
Hand me a bottle.
I need water.
You expect carbonation to be sweet.
Guys, this tastes bad.
Oh, dude, this is awful.
This is horrible.
I didn't realize it was carbonated, dude.
I can taste the stuffing, but the carbonation ruins it.
Is there another one over there? Because I don't want to chug through all my soda. Plus, you know, I want to keep the palate clean.
God
damn, that's nasty. Whoa. Oh, that's like...
I didn't have a problem with it.
But at least... Oh, Claude goes back to finish the rest of the
glass.
I
have to get it out. Would you like mine?
I just cleaned in the cup, that's all. Oh, he's going back for another round.
I'll finish this one off, guys.
All right, that's it. I say we make him chug the entire Brussels sprouts bottle.
Not until we try it. We have to.
Wait. Wait.
Are you puking?
Chuck?
What are you doing?
Oh, he is getting a garbage.
In case we do puke.
Yeah, there is definitely a puke warning here. There's
actually,
a what?
It's kind of refreshing.
Refreshing my ass, dude. You're telling me 120 degrees out, you're in your hot-ass van, and you're going to grab a bottle of this shit?
It doesn't taste that bad.
Here, Trench, let me...
It tastes like bland Fresca.
Yeah. It's not even Fresca,
you
man.
You know, whenever you have something carbonated, you expect it to be sweet, but there's absolutely no...
Okay, what's next on the menu?
Next up, I think we should kick to something a little more festive, maybe some cranberry.
All right, we'll go for cranberry.
All right, let's see here.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop shaking bottles.
Bottle
God damn it, all over the studio.
It's on the plastic.
That's all right.
And me.
Well, give him a towel and shit, dude. What's he going to do with a garbage can?
I got a seal with my hand here, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're out of towels. Do we have anything in the bathroom, man?
Cum rag.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, we got a shitload of napkins.
No,
and I, on the other hand, look like I'm having my period.
That looks like a fucking ticker tape parade in here. Because Trencher is just throwing a fistful of napkins. That's right. Yes, Macy's parade and Thanksgiving dinner in here. Oh, yes.
God damn.
Of course, you can always tell we plan everything out here.
Oh, God, that was... I can't
right
even...
Now, right
I didn't
now,
even shake it. I just
can hear...
It
damn, I can smell that from over here, too.
I can
oh, yeah.
hear Diggs just getting all pissed off because we just... We did something we've never done yet. We've soiled the studio.
No, we didn't. It fell in the plastic.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, not on the carpet, thankfully.
All right, so...
But hey, on the plus side, we only wasted just a bit.
Thank God.
All right, so...
And this could potentially be the one that tastes the best.
Yes, this should be the one that tastes the best.
It is really carbonated, though. You gotta watch out for that. Jimmy, up the rest of that there.
Okay, so basically we're tasting cranberries now.
We're tasting cranberry. This is the Jones Soda, by the way. This is Jones Cola. This is their holiday pack. You're wearing tan pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing my traditional fucking pants.
Would you like one of my tampons?
Only if I get to stuff it in that bottle.
Okay, this doesn't smell that bad. I mean,
it smells like funky.
It does
like
smell funky.
It definitely exactly is funky.
It smells like cough syrup.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yes.
We have more of those napkins, right?
Yeah.
All right, and once again, this is cranberry soda.
Cranberry soda. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, here we go. Okay, that's not bad. It tastes like a diet soda fruit punch.
Does.
Dude, it yeah, but it's
crystal
horrible
light
when it hits the back of your tongue.
Yeah.
Crystal Light, yes.
There it is. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
right,
carbonated
absolutely
crystal
right.
Light.
It's carbonated crystal light.
Oh, yeah, that's... Here you go, because I know you want to finish it. All right, let's cleanse those palates. Man, I can't fucking believe it.
What's
keep
that?
These bottles,
that man. I'm wearing it?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you're more of a summer.
All right, so there we go. That was the Jones cranberry sauce soda.
Damn.
All right, what's up next?
The one I'm dreading, because I don't even think I'll be able to even try even a sip of
what
it.
What is this?
That would be the
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. We're going to do
here, since I've got a bad history with these.
Why don't you open over the trash can? That's kind of one of the reasons I brought the trash can over there.
God, this is going to be pretty bad.
And it doesn't blow up on Jay. That's why you're a douche.
No, you know what? There was a shitload of car.
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
It's got the buttery smell.
Oh.
Buttered Brussels sprouts.
Oh, dude, I can smell it. It's like... Oh, come on. No, dude, it's like someone farted, man. There's no way I'm going to drink that.
You're going to drink it. We got the can. We're all drinking a bit. Even if it's just to get
the people in the bottle are smiling.
Whoa, you just died. You just died.
It don't smell bad. Ooh, it smells like good Brussels sprouts.
I can't even.
Come on. I know you can.
It's going to be nasty.
You will. You must.
Oh, God. That smells like a trash can. It smells like a dirty trash can.
Right here.
There's no way I can drink that.
You're gonna have to. Just give a little bit. Just a little bit.
Little tiny fucking bit.
I can't even smell it. There's no way I'm drinking this.
You guys are fucking pussies, man. Come on.
You
I don't even eat Brussels sprouts.
Your ass drinks fucking fish sauce, fermented under the sink fish sauce. You can fucking eat pure trash from the street. Your wife
all I'm gonna do
is about ready to blow.
Stick my tongue in it. I'm not even gonna drink it.
Hey, I gotta play too.
Here, dude, take mine because there's God.
Just a little.
It smells fucking disgusting. It is foul. This is the nastiest.
When we are done
shit
with this shit, that goes right out the fucking door.
It's going right into me.
That's fine. Get rid of the fucking smell.
You. So
all right, ready, guys?
Wait. I will pay you to drink mine as well, because there's no way I'm drinking it.
You must. You will. It's not fun if you don't play, guys.
All right. I hate you because this shit stinks. I will be. God, it looks like.
Oh, God damn.
It looks,
gags.
Dude.
The war of the gags.
It looks like bile. It looks like fucking bile.
Blah, 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 blah. All right. I'm pussying out. There's no way I'm going to
come on. No.
This.
Fuck you. You. Fuck you. It's your bit. This is your bit.
Drink it.
You brought this shit.
Yeah. You paid the money for this.
All right. I'm just sticking a tongue
just
in it. That's
sip.
All I'm doing.
That's all you got to do.
Come on. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we got a yak.
Yeah.
Oh. I think we've got two.
Yeah. Here's to you, you fuckers.
We have two.
Oh, no, he's chugging the goddamn ball.
I got napkins. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Zero for the record. Claude just ran into the bathroom. You can't.
I love this shit. This is great. Here, come on. Have another sip.
I can't. Because it hurt. Smack.
The problem is there's nowhere left for me to puke. No, don't go into the bathroom. I missed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jay, look at Jay.
You guys are fucking pussies, man.
Oh, my God, Jay, you're downing the bottle, dude. This stuff was the worst. You gotta
like
kiss
buttery,
that man. Think about that.
This tastes like buttery fucking Brussels sprouts here. Why?
Oh my. Oh, God, it's Claude has to clean the bathroom. All
right, describe the scene of the bathroom
here,
man.
Go ahead and take a look.
It's all over the back of the toilet, on the wall.
Dude, it
I don't think he made any inside.
It looks
the
like
toilet
he was fucking spinning around while puking. There's puke all over the toilet. It's all over the... Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God, Claude.
There'll be a cleanup period after the show for
there
me.
Will. We gotta warn the studio troll, because the studio troll comes in and right away goes to the can.
Oh, I can't wait for turn.
All right, can someone...
Get that shit the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Throw it in the fucking bathroom. There's an exhaust fan.
Drink the fucking bottle, Jay! No, the can. Someone take the
can.
Okay,
we need fresh cups.
You know what? Let's take a music break so we can clear out the...
No music break. We're going to keep going.
We got to finish this. We'll take a music break after, and I'll clean the bathroom.
We're going to keep going. Hold on. I'll get fresh cut.
Oh, God damn.
Okay, look. The possible worst the possible worst one that we have left is turkey and gravy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The other one is pumpkin pie, which can't possibly be that bad.
We didn't think Brussels sprouts would be that bad.
That's good, dude.
Were you guys done?
No. They're clearing this shit out. We're going to be back in a second here, and we're not going to break just yet.
No.
It's a pretty bad, dude.
Look.
You didn't see the bathroom, did you?
No, it's all about the gag reflex, guys. You guys got to control that shit. Jesus, man. What's the matter with you fucking white people, man? fucking cracker-ass crackers, man.
That's because we live in a society with, sanitation.
Yeah, try
starving.
We don't
eat fermented fucking food.
Try starving. I'm a blind child on the streets of Cambodia. I eat my own shit.
All right, we got fresh. Use a fresh cup. Otherwise, you're going to make me throw up.
Okay, hold on. Blue Telly. I want to. I love the bottle.
You get that goddamn garbage can away from me.
Okay.
The Windex is making it worse.
I have the fucking ammonia than that buttery hell.
Oh, Jesus, that was nasty. Wow. The chat room is loving this, guys. We're wondering what the show after us is going to think, too. All right, so.
This is not a fucking bit, guys. There is vomit.
I've never thrown up during a bad poop.
I've got my camera phone with me. Well, hey. I'm going to snap a shot of that toilet. Because it is unbelievably. It looks like. Dude, what the fuck did you eat before this?
Yeah, because it's red.
It's bright orange, dude.
Have you guys all had water?
I've been drinking water, yeah.
I haven't had a bit.
Well, because you're a sick fuck.
And hey, just think, you have to kiss him tonight, and you're going to taste that.
That's what I said a little bit
ago. No, because we're going to...
You know what? Make him pay, though. Make it a French kiss, and then Ralph right in his mouth.
Dude, I got some tooth porn if you want it, by the way.
You could fucking drink vomit, couldn't you?
No.
He could.
No, seriously, I could. I watched a video of a girl vomiting into a bowl and eating it, and I couldn't handle it.
Okay, you just chugged.
She was puking into a bowl.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. You just drank.
Green.
But you would drink urine. I know that. You could.
Oh my God.
Like if you were on an island or something, I know you could.
If I had to, you could drink your urine at least twice.
Once every 24 hours. Do me a favor. Cap that. Oh, it is capped. Holy crap! It's still.
Oh my God.
I got the trash can out of here.
Oh look, there's like little things inside.
Oh, what did the one for that one say?
You
warning.
Will die.
You will find.
Vomit.
Much fulfillment with someone special very soon. The toilet.
The porcelain guy.
Oh yeah, that's right, dude. I went in and left an offering.
You found religion.
All right.
It took 5 years of this show. You found religion.
Oh, here goes the one. Is that the one from the... Yeah, this is Brussels sprout cap. Avoid a hasty decision.
Like drinking this shit. Oh, man.
All right, so what are we going to move on to next?
Okay, what's next?
Turkey and gravy.
Oh.
Jay, if you would.
Yeah,
and just a little, dude.
Just a little, because I think everybody's ruined. We should have saved Brussels sprouts for last.
No, you gotta finish it. You gotta finish.
Get music ready.
Hey, this one actually has a very
break.
Neutral smell to it.
Very neutral.
Oh,
okay,
great!
Cool.
It's gonna be disgusting and carbonated.
Doesn't smell too bad. No. Says the wife.
Yeah, it's almost like not smelling anything,
okay.
which means it's probably gonna have a really
gravy?
Bad taste.
Very neutral. I can't smell.
There's
a thing.
Like nothing there.
Claude.
Ugh.
First of all, this looks like fucking Indian reservation mud water.
Yes.
Wampum fire water.
There's a very slight smell.
It's almost like
busting open a box
of
stuffing and sniffing it.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Dig.
Now, by the way.
We're so sorry.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm cleaning that. Yes, after we get the photo. Now,
you know what?
Jay, before we drink, what is...
Wait. It's like wine. Once it gets a little air to it.
Oh, well.
Oh, you can really smell it.
Oh, I feel better now already.
Just a little.
Yeah, that's great. Pour the shit out over electronic components.
That's just foul.
God.
We may have another puke fest.
All right, get the buckets ready. Open the doors.
The red assassin doesn't look like she's going to be able to take a drink.
Yeah, even open up the outside door. Let's get some fresh air in here and also let everybody hit the railing.
Great. We're going to have a homeless guy. No, don't. My truck's parked below. Don't.
Well, get it open. Everyone aim for the railing.
It's a nice empty bed.
Actually, no, it's the Ford tonight. I don't need to be going. It's already orange as it is. I don't need it to be worse.
This is I'm starting to regret this decision.
Okay, so
I almost would go back to the Pixie Sticks for this.
You know, and I was, you know what? I was going to the archives last night and saw Hot Rail Smack.
Oh man, and it's like gonorrhea in my nose. I'll never forget
all right,
that.
All right, are you guys ready, gals, guys?
All right. Wait, wait, wait. What's the fortune on the cap on this one say?
Oh,
watch your colon.
Now is the time to try something new.
No, no, it's not. No. It's
all right, well, we got to go through this.
Okay.
Go through.
All right. Now let's go for news. Cheers.
Shalom.
Yeah. It's unpleasant.
It's bland. It is very bland.
It's not that bad.
It does taste like turkey, though.
It does taste like turkey.
I can taste the turkey in the gravy.
Now, it tastes like turkey. I vomited up.
It tastes like very flat Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Well, no, again, it's weird because even though it was carbonated, it didn't feel carbonated going down. It felt like I was drinking like a milk product.
But you guys smell it in your cup now. You can see what I'm talking about, how now that it's got more room in there.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not really turkey-ish, no.
No, it's not turkey, but it's not.
Anybody want any more?
No.
I'll pass on this one, too.
Yeah, it's like Alka-Seltzer and flat Sprite.
Yeah.
You got our blow chunks?
No, actually, Claude, you want to get the basket so we can clean out the cups?
Yeah, hold on.
Let's clean out the cups.
Ugh. Not as bad as the Brussels sprouts.
No, Brussels sprouts are worse, and we can't even try those again.
That was the most unpleasant thing ever.
Because of Jay, thankfully, disposing of the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my God.
It's my pleasure. I love Brussels sprouts, too. I wonder if it gives you the same effect that Brussels sprouts give you. Busting your ass in the middle of the night. You know.
Dude, if you start farting.
Well, your old lady will find out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
When the covers are 4 foot over your head.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Assassin, when he goes for that first big kiss, you make sure it's a French. When you throw up, it goes right in his mouth. I'm telling you.
We're talking tunnel it down, man.
Hold him. Just hold him tight.
Well, look at that. 45 minutes in, and we already get to the vomit jokes. What do you know? Guys, you are listening to the Spankwagon Radio Best of 06 show. I am Murphy. Everybody else is on vacation, and I've been handed the task of putting all this together. So there you go. Remember, guys, you can catch us every week, Friday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., live at spankwagon.net. You can also join us in chat, yada, yada, yada. I'm not going through all the numbers. Sorry, I ain't got time. All right, so let's see what's next. This is one of my personal favorites. This is where our good friend Chief tries to read something, and it just goes awry. So you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
Wow.
Well, that worked out well.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Came from that crappy fucking music you were playing during the break.
Hey, that wasn't that wasn't my music break. That was not my music break. That was someone else is in this room who's been picked on a lot.
That was me. I'll take it. Yeah, I grabbed the one with the most hosts.
You played the most downing Nick Cave song
ever.
Damn.
I think I actually saw Gorilla with a razor blade just waiting.
With all his Vicodin and booze, you think he needs music like that?
He took
what
Paxil.
What are you trying to do to him?
He took Paxil, but it didn't do anything.
I still got blue dye in my veins, too, so I can just bleed like a Smurf.
There you go. All right, so you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Sorry.
Don't ever do that again.
Damn.
Wow. My line. Spankwagon Radio.
All right.
It's getting a little hot and sweaty in here.
Well, you ain't getting naked.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, put it back on. Put it back on.
There's better boobs in the green room.
Oh, that hurt.
They're in the green room. They're not here.
Well, yeah, they may be in the green room, not here. But, you know, we're going to blame Chief. All right.
Okay.
Chief.
Yeah,
here's what we're going to do, actually. Why don't we go ahead and make this last little while a bit.
How you doing, huh?
Your liver's over here. You'll have to pick it up after the show.
Yes.
What you got to do is our news and topic conversation. Anybody wants to join us, give us a call. Give us your opinions. 1-866-587-6257. You can join in the conversation. We'll round table some news.
Sweet.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you got something up.
All right.
You go first.
One of the coworkers. One of the coworkers of mine, Lindsay Johnson, she writes an article for The Rebel Yell, and she also does a
podcast. What is The Rebel Yell for everybody not
The Rebel Yell.
I say more, more, more.
Wow.
More, more, more. Sorry.
Less.
Yes. The Rebel Yell is the newspaper for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Lindsay Johnson is a reporter for them. She also does a podcast, so if anybody wants to, they can go to unlvrebelyell.com.
Dude, slow down.
And you can download one of her podcasts. She wrote an article, I think this was a couple weeks old, on Sex in the University. That's her column, and the title is Thick Girls Get All the Love.
Apparently, especially from lacrosse players.
No, that would be Black Girls Get All the Love. But
lacrosse, a very white fucking game. And they're going getting black cookies.
Black stripper. Come on. It follows
look,
general
rich white boys need their chocolate loving too.
Exactly. Fucking cricket players in Britain go hunt down the India girls.
Here we all.
Anyway, so
doggy style to the east will do shit. Two things at once.
Just ask Ben Franklin. Okay.
I'm your Mecca.
Those are Muslims.
Wow.
Not Hindus.
Okay.
So pretty much
they all have a holy cow.
Wow.
Jihad! Okay, now we've covered all bases.
Pretty much the article is about she went around just talking with people on the UNLV campus.
Excuse me, do you fuck fat girls?
Yeah, pretty much that's really what it comes down to. And the general,
when all else fails, get to the point.
She must have been hanging around the fine arts building.
The general consensus
goth is for fat, ugly chicks.
There you go. So what's emo for? Mexicans that think they're white.
Yeah! Oh! Well done.
Oh, snap.
The only fucking bird you had tonight, and that was a good one.
Yeah.
Thank God that wasn't aimed at me.
All right.
Go ahead, Chief.
We've cut him off enough. We've stepped all over him.
Oh, it hurts. No, but that's pretty much the gist of it.
You're not
going to
cut yourself again, are you?
No, not again. I cut to feel.
Oh, but, no!
No, she went around talking to a student. Oh, God.
Everybody hurts. Oh, we got to do sing-along now. Come on. We got to do sing-along.
We got to wait for the chorus.
Yeah, but it won't get here when we want it.
Everybody hurts. Don't
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. So back to your news article.
Sorry, wait. That's the new bit. That is the new bit. Anytime anyone mentions emo, REM has to be played. Everybody has to sing.
No, we got to get some Dashboard Confessional or something.
No. Okay.
We need the original emo.
That was good.
Who, Nick Cave?
Oh, wait. Jesus. Will you read your
email? Okay, anyways, the article is pretty much what you said. She went around just interviewing students, and she found out that the men on campus actually do prefer... Oh, God. I'm never going to get through this. You know that, right? I am never
going
to get through this article.
You realize
Trent just laid up the music burn, right?
Yes.
What is it about? They like thick girls?
No, that the men on campus actually prefer women with a little more padding on them than, say, the rail thin wafy kind that you see that's really popular in the model circuit and also in American TV.
And they got fat models too, buddy.
And you gotta admit, you don't want to get a paper cut off of your girlfriend's hips.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. So you know what? I like my women, you know, a little thicker. Have a fucking cheeseburger, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I prefer women with, curved hips. You need a little junk in the trunk, you know?
Whoa! Yeah, the problem with the junk, though, it makes weird bumps.
It's okay when the junk is there, just not the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I think the milk has curdled and settled on your hips.
Oh.
So basically what you're saying here is...
is...
Guys like to fuck fat women. Well, no.
Fucking a fat woman is like riding a moped. Oh, sure, it's great.
It's a lot of fun, but no one offends you.
No, basically, guys like girls with a little padding. And you know why? Because that'll give you ass, and that'll give you tits. And that's what
you know what? And it's sad is sometimes there's fat girls out there with no tits. And I've yet to figure that shit out.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like they're absolutely pear-shaped.
Yes, absolutely. Like, what happened?
It's genetics.
You know what's great, though, about girls that are a little thicker?
Wait.
Especially out of high school, girls that are a little thicker, they can suck cock like nothing else because no one in high school wanted to fuck them, so they had to learn to suck dick to get any sort of attention.
Wow. It's everybody's speechless. It's probably very true.
The problem is we're all thinking about Murphy going, you know, he's tested this theory.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
Twice.
Yeah. Twice? Yeah. Shit, man.
If anybody's seen a picture of his ex-wife.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh.
But a year to
make love, she wanted you to wait.
So you rock. That's fucking awesome.
Nice. I was talking to this girl. Should I play some Gangsta Fag to even it out a little?
No.
No more that. No, but I mean, well, let's ask Gorilla here. Like, how do you prefer your women?
Medium.
What, medium rare? What, you like put them on a barbecue?
Okay,
take a fork in her.
Let me speak for Gorilla. His woman now, she's got a thin. I don't want to say a thin build. She's got a thin medium build. No, she just doesn't like me very much. I think
she fucking hates him.
Yeah, she does. Because unfortunately, he'd rather have sex with me than her. But
you might get your chance. He's a little drugged up right now.
But she's built rather nice. She has a nice frame, but she's got nice cans. She's got a nice rack on her and a fairly decent ass.
A fairly decent ass.
Yeah. I mean, and not like my wife, who's got that perfect J-Lo ass. Oh, my God. Look.
Yeah,
you just want to walk up and take a bite out of that.
I actually
thing.
Have oh. to agree with Murphy. His wife does have a nice ass.
She's got a great ass.
She does.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one, absolutely.
Great ass!
If she's listening, she's like, they said, what about me?
What? What? Wait, dude.
What?
Oh, Red Rum's in the thing there. Let's see here. I guess I got a lot of attention in high school because apparently I don't know how to suck dick. Oh! Well, you know, there are classes for that.
Murphy is holding them every Friday after the show.
Murphy will test on your boyfriend and or husband.
Hey, that's not funny. I only do the married ones. Okay, so we've got guys like fat girls. And you know another reason why guys like girls...
And Murphy likes guys.
Well, notice it didn't say fat girls.
I'm sorry, guys like girls with padding.
Yes, just enough.
More cushion for the pushing.
Hey.
Okay. All right, guys. Yeah, that was that. So we're at about the halfway mark here. I want to throw in something that I love. This was a week where Trench wasn't able to make it, and a little audio editing in the pre-show, and next thing you know, we were given this.
Ladies and fucking gentlemen,
what's up?
It's the kings of fucking crunk. You know
you
it.
Know
me,
it.
Your boy LeJohn. LeBeau.
Big Sam.
On the motherfucking track.
Rick Fluin.
Yeah. I don't think y'all ready for this shit.
Y'all ain't ready to
nothing but some real gangster shit.
Gangster shit.
For the niggas and bitches out there.
Yeah.
Now. I'm having a hard fucking life
right now.
And I'm gonna give y'all some of my fucking pain.
Fucking pain.
Oh, why you fucking with me?
Stop fucking with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time Friday night once again for the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. Damn, that's fucking loud.
Sorry.
Which mic are you on? Oh, you're on that piddly ass mic.
Check. Did he move over to that one?
Why can't you move over to the regular big fucking mic? God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 6 p.m. Vegas time. Look at your own damn clocks if you want to tell what time it is on your fucking walls.
I love this fucking song.
The fucking thing can't handle the bass. What a bad rip. Horrible fucking rip. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Awesome.
We're in the studio. Today we have, well, the regular four assholes. Trencher here.
Oh, man.
All right, fucking tape him up right now.
That's right. Do it. Get him. Oh, God. Not in the face. Holy shit.
Fuck. Ah. I sat here taking this shit long enough.
Hey, calm down.
Start this shit up. Get these mics up.
The mics.
Get the mics right up.
So how you guys doing today?
Dude, I'm damn fine.
I don't know. Uh-oh.
Fucking hell. When we kick his ass. Oh,
there we go.
When we
kick Trencher's ass and all of a sudden everything goes to hell? What the
no,
heck?
I had to bring a switch up here. Fuck that.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Wow.
Boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio,
the greatest radio show ever.
In fact, it is now even better than ever. The three amigos, that would be
Chief,
Gorilla,
and Murphy, we have taken over the studio. Trencher is lying in a pool of his own blood over there, wrapped up in a little duct tape.
Dude, I still say you shouldn't have kicked him in the head, Gorilla.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, man, dude, stop the... Go stop the shit out of him again. Fuck it.
He's on the curb!
He's gonna curb him. Curb him!
Ow. Wow.
Okay, so...
That was amazing.
Wasn't it, though?
I still can't believe you did that.
Fuck it, dude. I told you we were doing this shit fucking chaos style tonight.
Yeah, apparently so. All right, for all of you listening out there, this is Spankwagon Radio. If you guys want to call in and tell us what assholes we are for kicking Trencher's ass, you can call toll-free 1-866-587-6257. Or if you live in the Las Vegas area, 702-383-8120.
You can call in also if you want us to kick his ass again.
Alrighty, so, yeah. Next up we have boobies!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
So everybody's like saying we're playing depressing music, and yet we're going to go see boobs.
Well, hey, you know what? I just wanted to play some good stuff.
Oh, there you go. All right, so what we're doing right now, folks, we have in our studio the, I guess, the contributor, donator, victim?
Purveyor.
Purveyor.
Purveyor of boobs.
Nice. Purveyor of boobs for the first round, which we didn't know there was ever going to be a second round.
Yeah, as far as we knew, next thing was going to be one of us with Spankwagon written
on
our man tits.
But the first round of Booby the Game, and let me go ahead and get to the right cam. There we go, if everybody has their
check those out, boys.
The boobies are up in the cam
boobies,
right now.
Cans, jugs, gazungas, you call them whatever you like.
Tits.
Tits works for me.
There you go. So here's how this works. We have people who have been guessing for the past, I don't know, couple weeks.
About 2-3 weeks now.
2-3 weeks now? Yeah. You could...
You can go ahead and jump in. So guys, this is C.
This is C. This is see you next Tuesday. See you at the mall. You know,
oh, there
hello.
It goes.
Say hi to Mike.
We've already got the fapping going.
Oh,
go ahead,
Jesus.
Say hi.
Hello.
No, you got to get on it like it's a big black cock.
Oh, all right.
Whoa.
I got the look on that one, didn't I?
When they're grumbling, I don't know if that's a good grumble or a bad grumble. But all right, so here's how it works. We had a lot of people who guessed your age, your physical age.
Now
based
we are,
upon...
Hold on. We are playing Price is Right rules, boys. That means closest without going over.
Right. Based upon those two photos you submitted, and basically we told them that, you know, the boobs, how old are the boobs themselves? Like the after effect of the boobs.
Huh?
Holy crap.
The implants.
How old are the implants?
How old are the implants?
6 years.
6 years. Okay, so they're
you
six.
You know what? That isn't bad for 6 years.
Yeah.
That is not bad at all. Doctor here in Vegas?
No, actually, well, ended up having two surgeries. One was for reduction and then one because I got into a car accident.
Oh,
so
okay.
So one was in Salt Lake City, Utah. And the other one was here in Vegas, but the surgeon flew in from Chicago.
Oh, okay. So you actually had Mormons massaging your boobies.
Yeah.
There you
nice.
Go. Claim to fame right there.
I'd like to be Mormon
I
right now.
More than that over the past year is new.
There you go. So here's how this works out. We had several, we only had three guesses because they're all lazy asses in the forum. Plus Tohu submitted his lame-ass pictures.
God,
of,
dude, that's just wrong.
Dude, if that guy is fapping to someone who, you know, may not be that young, it is
I seriously,
late.
Dude, that photo is completely wrong. It needed to be red icing.
I'm sorry. No. All right, so here's how this works out. We got the cam going. We got the boobies going. We have people in the chat room. You can start throwing out guesses right now.
Start
we'll sort
throwing
of
them out, guys. Is that a shirt with boobs inside of it? It sure is.
Yeah,
and
Cyber
you know
Sorcerer
what?
Asks this.
Sorcerer would like to know if there are boobs in there. Are there boobs in there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's
just
see.
A little sample right here.
Whoa! as everybody did. You probably didn't capture it on the cam.
Yeah, you may have to hold it out for just a little bit longer so the cam captures
the cam
it,
has
it
to
refreshes.
Capture, you know. Ugh. So there we go. We have the boobs. They're on the cam. Start guessing how old those boobs are. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, Cyber Sorcerer, you can even guess. Now, we have three guesses already.
Let's not announce. That way people
I want to let you know. Right, I mean, right. Come on. Price is Right. You know what the next
Price
person
is
next
right.
to
okay.
you says. You know, one person bets $1. Yeah. Someone says $1. Just we'll fucking slap them.
Only do gold.
Say what?
Only does gold. Got to go by ounces. Gold. Oh, right. now Toe joins us. Toe jumps in right when the tits show up.
Yes. I don't have anything to do with
So let's see. The current guesses are.
Okay. Reverend Hammer has 31 as your age.
Oh, thank you.
Don't say
don't
that.
Don't say anything
Don't
yet.
Say that.
Okay.
Claude Balls has early 40s, and Mr. Man has 41. Now, he said give or take, but we're going to hold him to 41, so we're going to hold Claude to 40.
Yep.
Reverend 31, Claude 40, and Mr. Man 41. Now, for those of you in the chat room, you can go ahead and start submitting your guesses. And also, while we're, you know, chatting with our guest, C, the phone lines will be open.
Feel
you can
free
give
to call
us a call
up.
And tell us what you think. 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 1-866-587-6257. And if you're local Vegas or your phone doesn't dial the number 6, virtual one, it's 383-8120. So go ahead and give us a call.
Okay. Juke's got a guess of 45.
I'm going to write it. Juke writes down a 45. So
while we were waiting for this, Miss C actually did just return from... Claude said 42. Did return from...
Claude said 40 in the...
Well, he said 42 right now, but... And Cyber Sorcerer says 49. So you did just return from a little jaunt yourself there around the world.
Jaunt. I was a month's paid vacation in Thailand.
Paid vacation in Thailand.
Paid.
Yes. Let me tell you about Thailand.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I wasn't really sure what to expect, but cost of living there is unbelievable. The sex was unreal.
Okay.
First of all, Thailand prostitution is totally illegal.
Illegal.
Illegal. Totally.
Okay. How come you're cheering all of a sudden?
I thought she was going to say legal.
You started going into a cheer like, yes, I know where I want to live.
Sorry.
Well, if they call that illegal, everybody and anybody's is going to want to go.
Basically, everybody's in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much so. It's called the red light district.
Oh, how original.
Pat Pong.
As opposed to ping pong.
Which consists of Pat Pong 1, Pat Pong 2, Pat Pong 3.
Jeez Louise.
Hundreds and hundreds of bars.
Okay.
But bars. They're not normal bars. They're not regular
obviously.
Bars.
Yeah. Sort of like the massage parlors down on...
There is not a massage parlor in the United States that can compare as to the type of massage you get in Thailand.
Okay.
For instance, they have what's called a soapy oil massage.
Okay, now make sure you go slow over this. That way the boys can enjoy it.
Yeah, everybody at home can enjoy what this is.
So you enter their establishment, and it's like a real nice meeting room, you know, several tables, things like that. And you sit down. The maitre d' comes over, you know, gives you a little menu. You order drinks. And then the big curtain opens, and it's a big glass wall. They call it a fishbowl. And in that fishbowl,
there's a whole lot of fish.
Anywhere. You
Red
got that right.
Yep.
50 to 70 girls. Are sitting
50
in there.
50 to 70?
70
yes.
girls. They are sitting on like stadium cushioned seats. They're all decked out in their lingerie.
Virtual one in chat asks, so what? That was like what, 1995?
wait, it's good, guys. Trust me.
Duke goes, happy ending?
Dude, the whole thing is one big happy ending.
Sorry.
So anyway, there's 50 to 70 girls there. They're all dressed in their lingerie, their little outfits and stuff like that. And they are all numbered.
Okay.
So you go up to the glass and, you know, the girl's mouthing to you, pick me, or whatever. So you pick
or
up
just,
the girl
you
want. That comes afterwards.
Trying to pull herself through the glass.
Just stuck to the glass. I can see it stuck to the glass, feet dangling, just showing the suction power they can possess.
So you pick the girl you want. She comes out and sits at the table with you. You have a cocktail. You try to communicate whether they can actually speak a few words of English or not, but we all know why we're there.
I sucky. $2. I sucky.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see there's a language barrier
was.
There.
It's about what the quest was, too. Anyway, she takes you to a private room.
Okay.
You go in the private room, and she undresses you totally.
All right.
Okay. And while she's undressing you, she's filling up a big Roman bathtub that's, you know, right there in the room.
Okay.
So after you're totally undressed, your clothes are all folded and put aside, she walks you over, takes you up the steps, and puts you in the Roman bathtub.
Okay.
Where she proceeds to wash you totally. Brush your teeth. Pick your teeth, whatever, okay?
Then get the hair out.
Yeah, all of it. No, that's afterwards.
Oh, okay, yes.
So then she takes you out of the bathtub, and they put you on a blow-up mattress.
Okay.
Okay? So you're laying there on this mattress.
A blow mattress.
Aptly named, I guess.
Fine furnishings. Hold on one moment, please.
So hold on 5 minutes, G.I. Joe. Hold on 5 minutes.
Getting room ready for you.
Shh, shh, shh.
Fuck.
Hold on, Joe. I get a little lightheaded.
Get the chick that can suck herself to the glass to go backwards. She fucking blow up the mattress in seconds flat.
You know what they should do? Just hook the mattress up to her ass.
All right, we're getting requests. Okay. People really start wanting to see the boobs here.
They
so.
Really want to see them.
Another one.
Go ahead and just let them go.
See, now, it takes, because you got to remember, the screen refreshes every couple of minutes, or every couple of seconds, so you might have to
so everybody in
hang
the chat room
out there
you know,
for a while. Good
they're
God
all like, there's
damn.
Too many. Wow.
Look at. I'm sorry. I would just like to point something out. Look
there's
at the
no
size
stars.
Of those. And look at the nipples. Look at the nipples.
Where
dude.
Did they go in? Where did they go in?
They went in right underneath her. And two surgeries.
You can see there's a slight shading on the right one, but the left one there's not.
You know, there is barely any scars there. That is an impressive surgery. Let me say this. Yes, they are fake for those of you who are... Hey, everybody's
no,
like,
guys, no,
the
they're real. They're really
they're
there.
They're really there, you know, but they're
But see,
they're
you
not
can't...
Virtual.
The implants that I got in were special ones. They were made by a special company. They have a rough casing, so you can't create any mystosis attached to them
cool.
or anything.
Okay.
Then they're tucked into place. Because what they did was they brought my breast forward
uh-huh.
when I had the breast reduction.
Okay.
They cut my breast. They brought what was left of my breast forward.
Don't get arrested,
Claude.
Put the
implant in, and then they tucked them in place.
Okay, all right.
So.
Now, I have a question here. You and I joke about this all the time, but do the nipples always stay hard, or are there moments where they're not? Because every time I see you, it looks like she's a turkey.
Well,
and
maybe
she's
that's
done.
What you bring out to me. Yeah, you're always playing with my tits.
Whoa! The truth.
Yeah,
untold.
For those of you that don't know, I met C here. She's a friend of mine. I met her with one of my side jobs, and
we're not even gonna discuss.
Wait,
that
was
right
your
now.
Side job mattress?
Yeah, I was the mattress
you were
guy.
Inflating the mattress.
Hold on, I'm getting lightheaded.
Okay, now wait, let me finish.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
So you're laying on this mattress, and then they slather you down with all this hot, soapy oil mixture.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could all you right. say that one more time just a little slower?
Hot, soapy, oil mixture.
Oh, do we have to clean up
all over your body? You're just
I'm sorry.
My nipples are hard. They're so hard.
Well, we got Claude bending over. His ass won't be able to stand up for the rest of the night.
Okay, Claude, I'm
I think
I'm
I just put a dent on the underside of the fucking desk.
Oh, my God. You know,
I love it. As soon as we start talking about tits, all of a sudden people start
people
joining.
Are popping in.
Jenny has joined. Someone named Guest. Someone who's not even bright enough to change their name. Like, wait, they've got tits. I want to see them.
Oh, no. Guest is now
Luke.
Known as Luke.
Luke. Hey, sorry, man. My AOL is being a complete ass, and I can't hear the show.
Look,
sweetie, Jenny, I hate to tell you, tonight's
hey,
not
wait,
about
wait,
listening.
Be nice.
Don't you have closed
tonight's...
caption?
Yeah, we got two Thai guys sitting under the fucking cabinet under there typing away. What'd he say?
How do you spell...
No, what does it mean?
Oh, they know my sister! Here's the thing. Jenny... is
oh she's round,
round
two. Jenny, welcome. And Luke's just here for the tits.
Luke's
okay,
here
so they put you on a mattress.
All right, wait. Time out real quick. They're the hot, steamy oil mattress, bubbly soap. Got it. So
recap.
Everybody who's in the chat room, put in a guess. Go ahead and show them off.
Show them again. Now again, you gotta.
How old?
No, you got to show up for a little bit because it takes like 15-20 seconds.
Yeah, and if it doesn't fucking crash, which it hasn't yet. Okay, so basically.
So you guys don't even know. In the way that the studio is set up, I'm sitting directly across from her. So yes. I'm just staring at these things. Just
you know, and that's the thing. You know, do you stare? I'm like, okay, eye contact.
Dude, Zach, she's just used to it by now. Whenever I see her, Cindy, breasts. So.
Jenny says,
"How are you three doing? You know, that's
how are you three?
That's my usual greeting. How are you three doing? Yeah, good, yes, good. I see the weather's fine.
Okay, all right.
Little nipply. Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, so anyway.
All right. So
oh no,
laying...
keep them out.
Oh yeah, keep them out. Put them in. Whatever you want to do. She, oh god, and she loves just directing those things at people. It's great. She just aims them at people.
You aim them.
So they put you on the mattress, and
so
then...
So you're on the mattress, and they slather you down with this hot, soapy oil mixture.
Mm. Wait, I'm sorry. Say it one more time, just for the voice.
Oh, hot, soapy oil mixture.
They rub your ass down with Dawn dish soap.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You cannot ruin that for me. I'm sorry. You can't ruin it for me.
Worse, man. Fucking generic $1 store fucking shampoo.
Hey, dude,
guess
what?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, no matter what they use, let me tell you, it's going to feel good.
Okay, so anyhow.
Because they not only do they rub you down with the oil.
Yeah, because, no, you're laying there, and they've slathered you with this mixture, and then she starts at your feet, okay? So you're laying there, and she's starting with your feet. And then all of a sudden, she's up above your head.
Okay.
And then she's down by your feet, up above your head. She's underneath you. She's all around you. She's like a wet seal. She is actually massaging you with her body.
Okay. All right. Damn.
And this is going on for like 40 minutes. And then she's lifting your leg up above your head and coming in this way and going in that way.
And this is all for 1995.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Now I have to ask this. And when she was lifting you, did mm-hmm. the was there a
there was a path. Yeah,
I was gonna say was
yeah,
there,
there
a,
was a path.
Was there
now,
a meeting
if I
of
was
the meet?
A man, okay, then there would have been a meeting right there. Bam.
Oh, God, bam. I gotta go to time.
But they were, but bam, they were, bam. they were a little confused, huh?
Well, yeah, with me especially.
Okay.
You know, I was like the only woman there.
So all the guys. Okay, then let's. I gotta go on the geek factor of this.
Okay.
That means there's a bunch of dudes. In the lobby, in the little, you know, looking at
the
fishbowl.
Oh, I was with a bunch of dudes. Well, and but we're all in separate rooms at this point.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, though, there's a bunch of dudes there.
Uh-huh.
And you walk in,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, dude, an American chick.
Oh, they freak. I mean, especially when they see me, you know, American women, that was it. But all the women want to do you because they want to feel your tits. They want to, you know, see what American woman is like and stuff.
Right. And then they feel the implants. Did that scare
you? You can't feel mine.
Oh, okay.
Want to feel?
Nah, I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm cool. All
right. Dude, dude, the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm good, man.
I'm fucking gay is what you are. I'm over here. My fucking laptop has crashed. I have no fucking clue what's going on. You want to feel him? No, I'm good. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Okay, dude, you remember Ghostbusters? You remember Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Ray, if someone asks if you want to feel her tits, you say yes!
Got it. Okay. All right, we'll take care of it later.
He's turning red.
I give a fuck what color he's turning. He just passed down the opportunity to feel on those goddamn titties.
All right, well, we're looking at the time, so what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to work on the t-shirt.
I will read off.
No, let me read off all that while you're working on the t-shirt.
Okay.
So that way they know what's going on. And then what they will see is actually the t-shirt and not you being painted on, but the after effect you're
being
painted.
No, let's.
Well, I don't want to fuck with the cam because we do have one limitation. You know, she can't.
Oh, I know.
Have
we can do it all right there.
Okay, well, you guys will take care of that.
If there's a quick shot.
Don't worry. All right. So what we'll do then is we'll start reading off that. Go ahead and. Gets all quiet. Now, come here real quick. Let me...
Oh, now you want to play with them?
Of course. Come here. Let's see. How... They're firm. They're really freaking firm. Rock freaking hard. No, not rock hard, actually. So that's under muscle?
Huh?
Is that under muscle is what you said they were? Or over muscle?
Behind.
Behind. So behind. Under the muscle. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. And whoops, and yeah, you got to... Okay. You could see what they can see right there. So you know. So now, everybody, now comes the moment. We're going to go ahead. You suck, Copperfield. Juke said that, hey, Copperfield, for the chat room, you asshole. I did. That was good. It was definitely good.
All right.
I don't think I would be hurt by touching those.
Can you take my belly ring out? You're going to paint all over me?
No, because we're going to do like from here to here.
So they're doing just kind of torso, I guess is the best way to put it. Okay, so here's what we're doing. Here's the guesses we have so far. And we're not going to – don't spoil it for me yet. We're going to give all the guesses out. Rev.
Because you don't know either.
I don't, actually.
You know, but you don't know.
Murphy knows. I don't know. So I have to give my guess as well. Rev, 31. Claude, he's saying he said 42. I'll give him the 42. So let me give him the 42. Mr. Man says 41. Juke says 45. Cyber says 49. I think he's being an asshole. Airwolf says 42 and a half. I like that. I like that guess. 42 and a half from Airwolf. And Jenny says 32. So those are the guesses that we have so far.
See, if anybody wants to get a last second guess.
Does anybody, we have a little bit of time if you want to get a last moment guess in. So that way, you know. Come on, guys. As Murphy is having a hard time.
What we're doing over here.
What they're doing over there. Hold on, I gotta That just sounded bad.
You did not use permanent paint, right? Like the girl with the permanent markers.
It's not permanent. It's not permanent like the chick. What he's doing right now, I swear to God, he went to Home Depot. He has a roller, a pan. A roller there in the cam, if you can see it. And a pan, and he has blue paint. And what he's doing this like he's painting you like a freaking house. Do we need to mask you off? Are we going to have to put a mask?
We're going to need a tarp there, Bob. This is
oh, my God. What are you? Why didn't you think of, like, finger paint, dude? So
no, that was the last first time.
All right. So anybody here is kind of pointing out any last words, any last guesses? Virtual One wonders if my other half is watching. Probably not.
No.
But she knows about this, and she's cool with this.
All right. So let's make sure this is a... That's one of the reasons. Okay.
You're having way too much fun there, Murphy.
Okay, is that going to be? Testing this out here.
Testing.
Yeah. Well, I want to get it like...
Careful. Make sure you keep your head... Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Perfect. So, we have 9Volt in the chat room saying 44. So 9Volt is going to say 44. And Luke in the chat room says 41 as well. So if we have a tie... Luke, I got to go with Mr. Man first. Luke, can you give me something other than 41? I wish I had some music for this shit or something, you know? I got like this.
Why, he's breathing heavy, can't you?
Holy cow! Smurf tits! I thought you were just going to put Spank Wagon, not Smurf tits!
No, we're doing a booby print!
Oh, okay. So Luke, go ahead and... Claude goes 42 still. Volcurus is going 41. Too many people with 41. Volcurus and Luke, make another guess. Now I want to point out, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, where we have blue Smurf tits on the webcam, if it didn't crash. I'll get it working, don't worry. So we're going to have blue Smurf tits going on here. Luke's new guess is 40.
All right.
So everybody, can I ask a question without giving away? Everybody's pretty close? Close enough not to be offensive?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, all right. So Luke says 40. 9Volt wants your job, Murphy. You're going to eat paint. Smart.
I give a fuck, dude.
You're going to eat fucking bait. Toe says 46.
All right. Let's go ahead and print this.
Let's print the shirt. We're booing. Oh, Jenny's changing her vote. You just want to... wait. There you go. This pandemonium has erupted in the studio. All right. If the shirt separates.
Oh,
nice. You know what, though? Get a little green paint. Nice. Well done. You know what, though? Get a little green paint, man. We could have geography. I shit you not.
The hemispheres. What do you think?
I think we need to put Spank Wagon on there as well.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that after this. We have No more guesses now. The guesses are closed. The guesses are closed. You ready? You get to sit over here.
Sorry.
You sit over here. You do co-host job, remember? Okay.
Boobies.
All right. So, here's the guesses so far. Reverend Hammer, 31. Claude, 42. Mr. Man, 41. Juke, 45. Cyber, 49. Airwolf, 42 and a half. Jenny changed it. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't like you now. 43. 9 volt, 44. Luke says 40. I did not get anything from Vokuris, so sorry, Vokuris. You're out of this round. And because Vokuris guessed 41, which is already taken. And Toe says 46. Me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the
sorry.
No, no problem. Me. God, I feel like I'm going to be rude because I'm sitting here in front of your face going, you're this. No, that's just... I can't win anyway, so...
Why don't you go ahead and write it down?
Okay, I can't win anyway, so I'm going to say...
Hurry it up, man.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so there's a good solid guess.
And you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, I want to see what you guess.
You'll get
Trench,
you know.
We'll Trench guessed... I'll tell. It's nowhere near insulting. Trench guessed 44.
No, I guess 44.
44. So.
Okay.
All right, so are you ready for the big reveal?
Well, I think that's already happened. Now we're waiting for them for the big relief.
Yeah, if anybody here needs a... One more time, could you just say that hot, oily soap?
You got it down packed, babe. Go for it.
What do you say?
Look at his pulsating veins.
You say it to get her hot. You say it to get her hot. Come on now.
I can get her hot. Let's see here.
He'd be like, hot oil! Oil rub down! You have to think about hot oil rubdown? No, say it out loud, not to yourself.
Sorry, I was doing a little mental thing. Hot, soapy oil.
There you go.
Look, my nipples are hard. I didn't
get it. You got to remember, you got to slather it on.
Oh, you forgot it, so you lose.
I give a fuck. I just
Claude's like happy titties. Little breast disease. Claude is in seventh heaven. So, hey, all right, here we go. By the way, Airwolf points out, this is Bob Ross meets Spankwagon meets Penthouse.
Guys, I got to tell you, this is what I bring to the show. I am the lowest common denominator, and we bring tits now. So.
All right, so here's what we got. We've read them all off.
Okay.
How old are you?
Well, as of next week, I will be 40.
Whoa, listen up. Wait, whoa, now. Whoa. As of next week.
Now, we have to play it as of right now.
Right
today.
Now.
Today.
48 and...
48!
15, 16, no.
48. I'll be damned. Cyber Sorcerer is the closest.
Without going over.
And I thought he was just being mean.
Yep. Well, wait a minute. No, he did go over. He's closest.
Oh, he's 49.
That's right. Sorcerer. Sorry, Sorcerer.
Cyber was it. The most closest.
He was right at 49.
49 if we play this next week. This week, though, the winner actually is Toe.
Toe with 46.
This is the one that liked that posted the picture of the little girl, but she was 18 looking thing.
Needs the frosting.
Blah. Anywho, the happy birthday daddy pick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the first round
of Boobies
of
the Game.
Boobies
and the most
game.
Memorable.
Is it
our first will always be the most memorable.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
His ass will never be able to go to Jiffy Lube and ask for an oil.
Yes,
chain.
I'm Anita.
He'd be hot, slathering, dripping, soapy.
You know, I had to get an oil change to do too today. Today, I'm just all a Twitter.
You are. You're all over. Just the blood pressure, okay? I mean, I know I turn red, but that's sort of like a release
valve. I feel like I'm cooking, man. It's great.
Nice, awesome. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. Do you have music for the break, or are you finally back up and running?
I'm back up and running. Let me start.
Or do you want me to do music? Because I have got some really good music.
You know what? Go ahead and kick that bitch.
I'll kick the bitch. I don't want to kick the bitch.
Kick her in the box.
I'm going to go ahead and play the music, so let me go ahead and get that lined up. And what we're going to do right now is say big thank you to our guest, C.
Thank you for
having
me.
We really appreciate this.
Oh, yes, very much. One more. Just jiggle the titties for the boys.
Everybody at home.
Gotta love them. Everybody gets to see
those. Everybody see them for the last time? Okay.
Well, maybe not for the last time. Maybe we can get her to make another appearance.
Who knows? Well, what are we going to guess?
Maybe next time we'll print the
ass. How about this time for her next birthday? We play the same game and see how many people catch on.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I doubt they will. All right.
Thank you very
You're
much
listening.
For coming.
You're
welcome. We really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's
no problem.
Truly,
thank you.
It's truly been a blast. Thank you.
Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Don't go anywhere yet.
Please hang up and try again.
This is Gorilla with Spank Wagon Radio, best of. Next up is going to be Murphy talking about Paris Hilton's video game.
God, you have to use that hacky radio voice every time you talk, don't
you?
Yes,
I do.
Christ on a crutch.
Well, it may be. The very well may be. All right,
wait,
so...
What kind of sick universe is this where Paris Hilton has a video game?
What?
Dude, there's fucking Barbie video games. I mean,
wait, is it all done in night vision? Because if it is...
I don't, you know, I'm sorry. Whoever finds Paris Hilton attractive needs fucking glasses and a better life.
Dude, she's great when she's got a cock going in her mouth. I don't want to hear her speak. I just want to see her.
I'm sorry. There's something about her.
Throat just down in her
fucking
head.
Can't stand. Can't stand her.
Dude, anyone that I don't like, I want to see them be totally degraded and just rammed. That I just want to see. You know, you show me a woman that I have absolute disdain for. Like Hillary Clinton, I would love nothing more than to see Hillary Clinton in a fucking gangbang video with 40 guys from fucking Harlem. Eight black guys with 2-foot-long cocks coming all over her mouth. Please, that'd be fucking great. I would love to see that. I love porn. You know why? Because women degrade themselves and they get paid for it. And you know, porn is the only industry where women make more than men. Men make per day. Women in the porn industry make per scene.
Yeah. Damn.
Who's on Viking in here? Jesus
Christ. I love porn. Shut up, dude. Porn is great.
I want to see 40 guys in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see every hole full of black cock. That'd be great.
Jesus.
Wow.
You don't have any needs or no, no. Nothing wrong with you.
Dude, seriously, it's gotten to the point we were talking about this earlier. It's gotten to the point where normal porn just doesn't do it for me anymore. I have to watch.
I got to watch the horse. I got to watch.
So what? You've gone from like, you know, the porn equivalent of like, you know, marijuana, and then you went hardcore.
I need crack. Crack. Right.
Hey,
porn
really,
crack.
Really quick, I got to say this. We got to go to a first break. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Guest in the chat room goes, what's up, Gorilla?
What's up?
So, yes, Gorilla is back with us. So the show
is my guest.
Who is guest?
It's guest, someone who hasn't
it's
changed
guest,
their
just
name.
Someone who doesn't have a nickname. That's all right.
All right,
we're back. What did you want to do there, Murray?
Yeah. Oh, we have something really interesting this week.
What?
Whoa.
Well, yeah. It seems.
Why is Gorilla glowing?
Exactly.
Dude.
It seems there was an interesting side effect from the drugs that Gorilla was on. That side effect was. He's become in tune with the universe perfectly.
I'm not gay like you, but I'm in touch.
He's psychic. We have a psychic monkey.
Definitely. I wrote up some horoscopes because I was just in tune. I was feeling the stars, the sun, you know, the third house and all that fun crap. So
Murphy's cock.
Are you
That's the
jealous?
Second house. And it's a two-story.
Shut up.
You're right. It's a mobile home.
Anyways, here's my horoscopes that I got for you, ladies and gentlemen out there.
Libra,
your unique ability to communicate and help others see your point and view will come in handy this week. When you have to sit... I got sloppy handwriting, dude. Give me a break. When you have to sit down with your boss and explain why his daughter has crabs. Oops. And why your insurance request will include the same treatment for you. Those skills will also be invaluable when you meet your wife's new attorney.
Yeah. Wow.
That is so for all you Libras.
That's Libras. What else do we got?
For the Scorpions. I hate you motherfuckers because you always want to fight, but hey, that's all right. Scorpio, the take charge attitude. Imagine that and passionate lover my ass. Shit you've been spewing in the bars and try to pick up chicks at the bar might actually pay off. Be on the lookout for a pair of Gemini twins with low self-esteem, which obviously would be Mr. Preacher over there and probably one of his...
What? Oh,
Friends.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Are you a Gemini chief?
No.
I'm a Scorpio. So
my fiance.
I was just going with the low self-esteem because you know he'll give it up to any dude that walks up and grabs his ass.
Okay, what else we got?
We got Pisces. Your ability to adapt and overcome will be most useful this week. The planets have aligned, and apparently the phrase, would you like fries with that, is in your star chart. On the plus side, you do get a nifty uniform.
Rock on.
Nice.
So Pisces people, there you go.
There
Keep
you
on
go.
Look out for fries.
Got a little bit there. So
Taurus.
More.
Yeah,
more.
Taurus. Dude, can you blame him? He was in Tomb of the Universe the first time in his life.
Good news. Yeah. Those investments you made will net you a shitload of money over the next few months.
Why couldn't he have used that sick time to learn to read?
Shut up. He's never learned to read.
The bad news is that your stockbroker, who violated several FTC regulations getting you into those great deals, will be caught in an embarrassing situation involving a chicken, 3 pounds of lard, and a Guatemalan boy. Damn, that sounds like, never mind, I'll be nice. Your lucky number is 8 to 10 with the time off for good behavior.
Wow, no, that
is
awesome.
Just remember, 10 to 15 will get you 15 to 20.
So that is...
And you would know that from that little young boy.
This week's Psychic Monkey.
Okay, you can cut the glowy thing. That's creepy.
Yeah, shut it down, dude. You're burning electricity.
He can't control it!
Oh, God, why?
It's like...
How do you
know? Oh, God!
Oh, thank fucking...
Wow.
Ouch.
So wow. That was this week's Psychic Monkey Report.
I hope you all enjoyed your horoscopes.
Okay.
Okay, so next up is one of our more recent clips. This would be Vert's call about his tech support trip from hell. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, I had a bad day yesterday.
Yeah, you were kind of going off into the chat room. Tell us about it.
Oh, you have no idea. I didn't think people would make this stupid. I thought that there was a law against it.
Okay, so what kind of moron did you deal with?
Okay, this guy was supposed to come out and repair my mother's computer.
Oh, so this is someone in Kansas.
Yep, don't worry, we'll live
Kansas
with my mother.
City. She says, while you're down here visiting, I'm going to arrange for the service call because they're sending an idiot.
Okay, so wait. Is this a computer tech or is this like a internet or a cable?
This is a Macintosh service technician to fix her broken computer.
Let's dog him out entirely. From what company?
It's an Apple computer.
Apple has a rule, if you live more than 75 miles from an Apple store, they will send a tech to you as
no
long
way.
As you have
Apple
Care.
Care, which means she has on-site free service.
Damn.
Yeah, this is, if you're within 50 miles of any Apple service center, you have free service for 3 years if you have Apple Care.
Nice, okay.
They don't send out someone from Apple. They send out someone who is an Apple repair tech. They can work for any computer store or even be an independent person.
Okay.
She says they're sending out a moron. I thought she was overreacting. She was understating the question entirely.
Okay, so tell us. Come on, detail, man.
Okay, this guy gets here, various other snafus, but he finally arrives, and he's going to take the computer apart. He has 3 parts to install. They have to be installed in a certain order. So the one that has to be taken out to do the other two, he fixes first.
Okay.
Doesn't know how to take it out of the computer.
Wait, give us detail. What parts?
It's a power supply. Now
on what kind of a computer?
You've got to take and back 3 screws out on the bottom, and then you take the back out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The power supply can't come out with that middle screw in that position. You've got to put it back in.
Hey, Vert, what kind of Mac was it?
It's an iMac G5, one of the very first ones.
Okay.
So he's just trying to remove the power supply, for God's sake. Spends 10 minutes on it. Can't get it out. And I'm looking at that going, you got to turn that screw back in. And he's like, well, different computer techs have different techniques. This is just my technique. I'm looking at that thinking, the only way that you're going to get that out of there without removing that screw is with a hacksaw.
Nice.
So he finally kind of gives up on it, and I just get him to put the screw back in, and he goes to lift out the power supply backwards. It ain't going to come out backwards. You have to lift out the top first.
Okay.
It's like he's never done this before.
All right.
So I help him take the power supply out. Okay. He gets that replaced. Then we move on to another part, and he's taking everything out of the computer. He's taking out the hard drive. He's taking out the memory. He's taking...
For a power supply?
No, he's trying to change the logic board now.
Oh, okay.
And he's taking out the hard drive and the optical drive and all of the cables. And I'm thinking, that's completely unnecessary. But I'm just like, okay, I'll just let him go about his thing.
Let him do his thing.
He gets that thing replaced and goes to try to reassemble it. I come back and I look. He has all of the parts scattered all around the table.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
All of the screws are in one big pile.
Oh. Okay, now,
hold up, Vert.
Three or four screws in there that are the same, but other than that, they're pretty much all different.
Vert. Okay, Vert, hang on just a sec. As a former Apple tech, I will tell you right now, that is a very, very bad thing.
You know, I mean, I work on
they
cars.
They advise you to use what, an ice cube tray or something?
I use a Dixie cup, or what I do is I take, this is what I learned from Claude, Ziploc baggies. Jot down what part it is, because I usually deal with nuts and bolts or bigger.
Anything like that, but no, these were in a little pile on the desk.
What we used to do is in the service manuals for all Apple products. There's a screw guide.
Oh, service manual? No, he didn't bring one of those.
Oh, jeez. Well, what we used to do is print out the service manual because it'll have screws. Throw a piece of double stick tape down and stick that top of that screw right on that double stick tape right where next to you take it out, so you know exactly where it came from step by step.
That's one way to do it. Another way is the ice cube trays. The third way is like with a parts caddy where you've got, you know, like the 30 drawers for nuts and screws.
And I will say, Vert's knocked his over a couple times, and I do not enjoy picking those up with him.
Yeah. But anyway, all these screws are in one big pile, and I'm looking at that thinking, I don't even know where some of those screws came from. And I looked in the machine, and I realized he was now getting ready to pull out the midplane, which he has to pull out basically the guts of the computer to get at the display. The display's in the front of the machine.
Right.
He has every screw taken out of that machine except the screws he needs to remove.
Oh, no.
He has, like, things like the antenna are unscrewed.
What?
He's taken the hard drive and the optical drive back out of the computer, neither of which have to be removed, because they come off with mid-plane.
So what we got so far is a gutted computer, but not even gutted where it needed to be.
He took out all the wrong screws, and he's trying to get this assembly out, and it won't come out. And I look at it, and I'm like, put those screws back in. You got to take out these other four here. Okay. So he doesn't bother to put those screws in. He just takes out the other four. And then tries to lift this thing out by the bottom.
Oh, no.
It won't come out by the bottom. And I just sit back and I watch him. And he starts to take the speakers out of the computer.
Oh, damn!
At that point, I lose my patience. Stop! Don't touch those speakers. You don't need to take them out. And I just reached in there and lifted up on the front of it and pulled back. There. It's out.
Oh, my God.
So, I go to get a drink. I'm like,
oh, why'd you leave?
I should have made it a double.
Wait a minute, you hit the alcohol. Wow.
I was just about to. It was getting really, really bad.
Oh, Jesus.
So gosh golly.
He's working on that, and I don't even want to be in there when he's replacing the LCD. I'm like, I don't even want to see it. By the way, you know this is a flat computer, right?
Yes.
Flat screen? Delicate glass front?
Yep.
Well,
he set this computer down on its face on the table without a mat. On top of a screwdriver.
Ow!
Three times.
See, now I was expecting the screws. I expected that he would put it down on the screws. That's what I was seeing. But the screwdriver, that's just as bad.
Yeah, three times he set it down on a screwdriver, and I had to stop him and tell him to get the screwdriver out of there lest he crack or scratch the screen. So, yeah, it just went on and on. So he gets the display replaced, and he goes to put the midplane back in. He disassembled and reassembled it a total of four times before he got it to where he could close the machine again. He would assemble it partway, and then he'd have to back up and take some stuff apart and change the order in which he assembled it, and then take some more stuff apart, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, he's putting in all of those screws.
Oh, no.
And he drops them in, and he's like, nope, that doesn't fit there. And he tries it in another hole. No, it doesn't fit there. He tries it in another hole. There we go.
And how much time has passed by since then?
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he doesn't know where those things go. And I was looking at them, and I realized he'd removed screws that I have never removed. I have no idea where they go.
How much time passed by?
I can't even help him.
Vert, how much time have we been talking about so far?
We're up to 2 hours.
Oh!
Now, he finally gets
all
screws except for one in. He goes to put that one in the last remaining hole, and it doesn't fit. It is way too small for the hole.
Oh, no.
You know what he does?
Takes it all apart.
Forces it in.
He gets into his parts kit, and he gets out another screw. I am not kidding.
So we could have a screw in that computer right now that's grounding out.
Oh, absolutely.
And there are
probably several of them that are in the wrong holes. He couldn't recognize the difference between sheet metal and plastic screws.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, so.
And I was like, it will be a miracle if this thing turns on when he gets it assembled.
And what happened? Okay, so he gets it all back together.
Oh, no.
He
goes to reattach the display. Are you familiar with the LCD display lines, the cables?
Yes.
very delicate, very thin wires.
Yes.
Often come out on their own.
He's trying to stuff them through a spot on the frame where they're not meant to go, a really small spot. He's stuffing them through this opening.
So he's bending them and pinching them
together. Yeah. I looked at that and I was like, stop! that's a $1,000 display. Let's not break it. So I did about probably a quarter of the repair for him. Just to prevent him from outright destroying the computer.
My question then, why did you just take the parts when you saw that this was going to be a problem, kick him out, and do the job? Or sit him,
If anything were to go wrong with that repair, and I'm sure something will, that would then probably, they would blame it on us.
Oh.
Because I was not the, although I am a Mac repair tech, I was not the one that was assigned to this. So, you know, it's not something that I could meddle with too much. I was just preventing him from destroying.
How did this, now this guy had to take the same tests that you had to take.
He couldn't have. There is no way on earth. He had probably done maybe two minor repairs on that computer. He pulled out the logic board pretty good. I'll give him that. He actually did that fairly adeptly. But the power supply, for God's sake. How many Macintoshes could he have worked on and not replaced a power supply in an iMac? It's the number one part that breaks.
Good point.
And when he was removing every screw except the four he needed to get the display out, he obviously hadn't done that before.
No, obviously not. That's interesting.
He didn't even want to see the service manual. I had a copy of it with me. He didn't want to look at it. He just kept saying, every technician has their own technique. This is just my technique.
Yours is obviously sucking.
Now, did you explain to him?
Is to break the machine.
Did you explain to him that you are a Mac Apple certified?
He knew, and he actually, every time I stopped to step in, except for a couple of the times that he was, this is my technique, most of the time he stopped and he let me show him what to do. I'll give him that. But he just did not know what he was doing. There is no doubt in my mind that if I wouldn't have been there, he would have completely destroyed her computer and probably not been able to reassemble it.
Not been able to reassemble
it
at all.
Taken it back to his shop and had somebody else fix it for him.
Okay, let's do this again. Now, this is when you called Apple Tech Support. What company? Because this guy obviously wasn't working for Apple.
He wouldn't tell us. Apple refused to, because we arranged for an appointment and they were supposed to have called like on Monday.
Okay.
To arrange because they needed the tech to be here the same day I was there. They didn't call until like Thursday morning. And we couldn't get Apple to tell us
who this guy worked for.
The place that they had called or the phone number or anything.
The guy didn't have a car.
He
didn't have
an email address. He wouldn't even give that to us.
Oh my God. And he didn't have like a sticker on his repair kit or he didn't have a shirt.
It would have been very, the way that I figure it, as near as I can guess, whatever company he works for, somebody there is Apple certified. It ain't him.
Got it.
Somebody there is certified, and that's who's getting the parts shipped to them.
Makes sense.
Because Apple will not ship you parts that you are not qualified to install.
Yep. So they send their cousin out there.
There's no chance of him passing those tests.
Interesting.
So they send their cousin out to fix it for them?
Yeah, they send their cousin out to fix it for them. That's exactly
basically, yes.
Well, Bert, you know what? Thank you very much for that. That's something you got to watch out for, those kind of tech support issues where, dude, idiots who think I play with computers, they get the job based upon the fact that they know how to play Warcraft.
But I didn't even get the impression that he felt like he knew what he was doing. He was winging it every moment. I mean, every step that he would go to do, it was very clear that he did not have a plan as to how to do it. It was just sort of stumble forward and hope we find the part.
And hope for the best. All right. Well, Vert, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you for letting me rant.
No problem. Our pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. That is some scary
All right, guys. Well, that is it. That is the best of Spankwagon 06. It's been a fun year. I've totally enjoyed being around, and can't wait to see what happens in the coming season. Remember, we will be live next week at our usual time, 6 p.m. Pacific. On Friday night, you'll be able to find us. We'll be back in the studio. Everyone will be there. It should be a good time. Remember, you'll be able to call us up, phone in, and we have some new games to play, some new ways to get you guys involved and to keep you involved. Remember, you can always find us at spankwagon.net. You'll be able to download all of our past shows there in the archive, and we do have the podcast as well. Don't forget about our MySpace page. That'd be myspace.com/spankwagon. You can get us there. And please be our friends, because we're lonely, lonely individuals. Very, very lonely. So very lonely. So, that's it. It's been fun. I hope you guys enjoyed listening in. As much fun as I had putting this all together. Remember, next week we'll be back live, and we'll see you then. See ya!